It's the New Wave Ford Scoreboard Show. All the scores from all the games.
Let's go!
And you'll hear from all of the head coaches around the area.
One, two, three!
The New Wave Ford Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Beltfire, Culver's, Next Gen Chiropractic, Quant Auto Salvage, New Way Auto Group, Outlaw Graphics, Gatorade, Des Moines Area Community College, DMAC, Mackey Motors, and Pizza Ranch.
Now let's get to the scores from this week in high school football.
Welcome back to the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show here. We got me and Todd Danner, and we will be going through some of the scores here, starting with Class 3A District 1. Gilbert defeating Carroll at home by a score of 36-18. MOC Floyd Valley dropping to Central Lyon 27-14. Bishop Helen defeating Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 40-16. Boyden Hole Rock Valley defeating West Sioux 28-9. Sergeant Bluff Luden defeating Sioux City East 21-10, and Spirit Lake defeating Sioux Center 42-6.
Okay, I'll turn our attention to Class 2A District 8. The Kemper Knights come up with a big 49-28 victory over Underwood tonight. Nevada 20-14 over Roland Story. Van Meter shuts out Des Moines Christian 24-0. East Marshall rolls 40-21 over Seidel. And we're still looking for Green County and Perry and Southeast Valley versus Eagle Grove.
So then we turn over to Class 1A District 2, where OABCIG defeats ESAC 48-14. Emmitsburg shutting out ELC 34-0. Still looking for a Sioux Central and Cherokee game. Then we move over to Manson Northwest Webster 20-8 over Ogden. Okoboji defeating Pocahontas Area 41-6. And still looking for the Southeast Valley and Eagle Grove score.
Okay, Class A District 7. South Central Calhoun moves to 2-0 with a big 43-6 victory over Southwest Valley. IKM Manning 20-0 over Panorama. ACGC comes up with a 28-21 victory over Earlham, and AHSTW rolls over Riverside 42-22.
Then moving to 8-man District 1, we have Glidden-Ralston defeating Arweva 34-15. We have Remsen St. Mary's defeating Siouxland Christian 48-6. Still looking for the Bowyer Valley and Woodbine score. And Newell Fonda bouncing back and defeating West Harrison 64-8.
Okay, in that district, we did get to Woodbine. Woodbine won 48-12 over Bora Valley. So we'll turn our attention to 8-man District 9. Audubon goes a 2-0, 44-8 victory over Colonesco tonight. Coon Rapids Baird picks up their first win of the season, 28-20 over Baxter. As Mason said, Glidden-Ralston beats Arweva 34-15. And St. Edmund rolls big, 70-14 over Collins Maxwell.
Me and Todd will be back after a short commercial break here, and we will hear from Coach Austin Stolk of the Arweva Rockets.
Earning college credit while in high school is a smart choice. Area high school students have several college class options available to them through the DMAC Carroll campus and Templeton Regional Center. Students, contact your high school counselor today to talk about how DMAC college credit can be part of your high school plan at no cost to you. DMAC, life's calling.
For high school athletes,
every practice, every game,
every rep matters. That's why Gatorade is here to keep you at your best. Packed with electrolytes, keeping you hydrated and energized so you can push harder, play longer, and recover faster. On the field, court, or track, Gatorade gives you the fuel you need to perform at your peak.
No matter the sport, no matter the challenge.
Gatorade, fueling the future of sports, one high school athlete at a time.
Jeff Blankman joined here by Austin Stolk, the head coach for the Arweva Rockets, as they fall here in week number two, losing to Glidden-Ralston at home 34-15. Coach, appreciate you joining us here. I know not the way you wanted this one to play out here tonight, coming off that big win last week.
Yeah, you know, our guys played hard, I thought, Jeff. It was just, you know, a few times defensively, them, I think they wanted it more than us offensively. I mean, just putting it bluntly. You know, we couldn't get anything going on the run game. We couldn't sustain drives. We had a couple big plays, but you can't have a couple big plays and then have no offense the rest of the football game. So that was kind of the case. And for them offensively, you know, they did a nice job of just slowly trucking down the field, eating away at the clock, and put some points on the board.
were you surprised at how well they were able to win the line of scrimmage defensively tonight? And you guys, as you said, couldn't get the offense going, really couldn't get that running game going.
Yeah, you know, we kind of thought, you know, our speed would play a little bit of an advantage up front, both offensively and defensively.
Right.
But give them credit, they did a really nice job of flowing to the football on the outside sweeps. In any type of motion and stuff like that. So, you know, Clinton's always aggressive, and they most definitely showed it. They were the team who kind of wanted to hit more tonight, and it kind of paid off for them.
What were you guys looking to get with Jonathan Rieseman tonight at quarterback? You know, you were trying to mix things up. I know that's what you want to be in balance, but what kind of was his strength, do you think, coming into the game, and how'd you try to use him?
Yeah, we kind of tried to, you know, last week, Uxire played more of a zone, just kind of like Glidden did, just a little bit different type of zone. So, you know, we tried to get him poised in the pocket and make some reads. And at times, you know, he got flushed out. At times he flushed just a little bit early. But, you know, Johnny's a junior, but, you know, quarterback isn't necessarily his primary
right.
position.
Yep.
But, you know, he did a nice job last week of with the next man up mentality. You know, and this week he just had a couple bad reads, and that's just kind of the way it goes sometimes.
How were you guys able to get those guys open that he was missing?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, we had some receivers at times do a good job of finding open space and
right.
and kind of understanding the zone defense that they ran. You know, we practiced it all week, and it's just a matter of, you know, finding holes in the zone and sitting and just making the right reads.
Defense in the first half, bend, don't break, kind mm-hmm. of. Besides that first drive when Glidden scored to go up 6-0, you stopped him on down several times. What were you doing late in those drives to be able to kind of shut them down and keep them off the board?
Yeah, that's kind of our mojo on defense at times is bend, don't break. I mean,
right.
that's just period. That's how we run. And but you know, it's usually counteracted with a little bit better job offensively, a little better performance on offense. And but when you play defense for probably, you know, 40 minutes of the game, it makes things very difficult. And when you got the same guys out there playing both sides of the ball, it's zero excuse, and our guys know that. But you know, it is a little bit daunting on a couple guys, and we understand that as a coaching staff. So you know, it's a matter of we need to clean things up on offense particularly, and we'll work on that this week.
Were you surprised at all at the way they were able to run with Colby Wallace? You kind of knew he was probably going to be the guy to get the bulk of the carries.
Not surprised, Jeff, to be honest. You know, he ran hard last year, all year, and we kind of anticipated he would run a lot, you know. And then it kind of got to the point where they realized, okay, you know, we can gain 3-4 yards a pop, and we're going to eat 8 minutes off the clock and drive it down the field. So, you know, that's what they did. And in the second half, it just got to the point where we couldn't quite make those goal line stands like we did in the first half. You know, but our offense just needs to be better.
Down 6-0 at the halftime, you're still in the game, even though you had struggled offensively. What were you guys telling the guys?
Well, you're still in the game. I mean,
right.
you know, essentially we get the ball to start the second half, and, you know, we got to take advantage of times like that when we can. And it was kind of some of the margin things that we didn't win tonight as well. You know, we had plenty of opportunities for kick returns. You know, we like to try to pride ourselves on some type of special team
right.
momentum. And we couldn't do that tonight. I mean, give them credit. They were flying to the football on kickoff and stuff. But our guys need to do a little bit better job of sustaining blocks and kind of winning in some of those special teams and little stuff like that.
You turn it over on your opening possession, but of the second half, the defense, though, comes out and gets a stop. You guys go down and score to grab your first lead. What worked on that drive?
Yeah, you know, they were blitzing a couple backers, and we kind of noticed that. And, you know, we just got a first down, and we lined up everything tight and kind of gave Wyatt the fake, and then he got the touchdown there. And, you know, it's a matter of they were all sucking up tight, and we were able to dump one off. But, you know, it just would have been nice to be able to get the edge in some of our runs to open up a little bit more of that passing game.
You guys got to stop after that, but then you guys were forced to punt, and I think it was Landon Rohrbeck or Lucas Christian that had the big punt return. I thought that flipped the momentum. They were able to score, and then from there, they just kind of held you off the rest of the game.
Yeah, we had that short period of momentum, and then, you know, you mess up on special teams, and that really eats at us, you know, because that's our guys know that's what we like to do well is break down and make tackles in open space. We have
right.
the speed to do it, but you know, they counteracted with their speed, and they at times like that, they wanted a little bit more than us tonight in the football game.
Coach, you never want to lose a game, but this is a non-district game, so in a way, early in the season, maybe a thing that kind of sparks this group a little bit, because there were some expectations coming in with this team coming into the year.
Yeah, you know, it's a matter of, you know, we need to get healthy, and it's definitely a learning curve for our guys. You know, we got a lot of older upperclassmen that understand what it takes, but we got to learn from this one and get better. And you know, our guys know film's going to show a lot next week, and it's going to show a lot for us as a coaching staff as well. You know, there's at times where my combinations weren't the greatest, and you know, you put the guys in some tough spots, and that's on us too. So film will definitely show a lot, and I know our guys are hungry to get back and to get better next week.
Siouxland Christian, I think at River Valley up in Correctionville next week. Have you even peeked to them? What do you know about them?
No, just know, you know, in the past they like to spread things out, and it's kind of the same type of run the football a lot, right. But it's more about a spread formation. So, you know, they always tend to have some decent athletes, so our guys need to dial in on what they're going to bring to the table.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you joining us. Sorry for the loss tonight, but best of luck coming up next week with Siouxland Christian.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jeff. Thanks for covering us.
You bet. Head coach again, Austin Stolk with the Arweva Rockets. They fall here tonight to Glen Ralston by a final of 34-15.
Feld Security of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They choose Feld Security because of the local and prompt service, 24-hour technician support, and the ability to control their security from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safe even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Security of Carroll proudly supports all our area high school athletes.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, we have been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouthwatering burgers to our one-of-a-kind custards, our goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you are a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Come celebrate 12 years in Carroll with us.
Culver's, welcome to Delicious.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City, MackeyMotors.com.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the new Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Welcome back here to the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show. Tom Hawkapp along with Carroll Tiger head coach Craig Rowetter as the Tigers drop a tough one to a good Gilbert squad, 36-18. And coach, I know it's a tough loss, but you guys held in there really solid in the first half, and it looks like maybe that Hawthorne and that big offensive line for Gilbert just leaned on you a little too hard in the second half.
Yeah, it's kind of the story of the night. You know, we got a little banged up early too with Tayden Peterson kind of not playing after the first quarter. So for having the lead at halftime against that type of an attack and caliber of players, you know, we felt pretty good there at halftime. But yeah, that's the thing about the old double wing offense. They'll grind you and, you know, just kind of wear you down at the end.
You know, I thought in that first half the defense did a good job. They stayed in there. They kind of plugged the holes up the middle. He might have got three or four each carry, but he wasn't getting the big ones.
Yeah, and that was design. Coach Noggle, you know, we just said we're going to make them beat us with something else and running right at us. And, you know, they were stubborn. They kept at it, but we kept six guys right on the inside. And, you know, ultimately that's why we gave up a couple along the edge there, is just because we were focused on making them beat us with something besides that inside run.
Let's talk a little bit about the offense. A great start. You come out, you have kind of a short gainer on the first play, and then hit a quick slant that just goes the distance from Essex to Zygmunt. I mean, it just was enough to stretch the field a little bit, it seemed like.
Yeah, we wanted to see what they were doing on our first play, you know, run design, and then we just threw a little RPO on it on the backside, and their linebackers, we knew they were aggressive and really good, so they came biting up on the run again, and we just hit him with the Reese, had that little slant, and it was a little unexpected, but once he had a step on their safety, I knew they weren't going to catch Reese.
I thought it was interesting throughout the game. They kind of wanted to challenge your passing game just one-on-one throughout the part so they could come up and slow down the passing game or slow down the rushing game. But you guys were able to throw around them a little bit. I thought Clucky did a great job going up for a couple for you.
Yeah, they've you know, Carter and Owen have been playing catch for a lot of years, so he's kind of his safety valve and, you know, security blanket, if you will. But we liked our matchup. We even moved, you know, what made it a little difficult when Tayden was out on offense, because then Reese kind of becomes our main ball carrier. But we liked his matchup in the passing game so much, so we rotated a couple young guys. Adam Malik got some action tonight for the first time at the varsity level. And I thought, you know, he did for a sophomore coming in, throwing into the fire against a team like that. He did a nice job. But we liked our matchups with Reese as we moved him around. Unfortunately, we need Reese on defense too, so he was getting a little tired towards the end. But we thought we did have some mismatches in the passing game.
As you look forward, you got Denison next week, if I recall right. What do you got to take from this game to go up against that team?
I think if we just stay play physical like we did, you know, the early on here, we should be all right. Denison kind of threw all over us last year. We were a little bit in the same boat. We were down to our third or fourth string cornerbacks, and they had a Weavers kid that, you know, kind of torched us through the air. So I'm not sure what we haven't really taken too much of a look at them yet. But I think we stick together like I think they will with our senior group. I think just being physical and staying together, I think that'll be a good recipe for success for us.
Let's talk about the injuries just a little bit. Are these looking like they're going to be long-term type things? I know a few of them probably have to get checked out in the morning.
Yeah, Tayden's just a little hip issue right on the back side. I'm guessing it's muscle related. You know, nothing, no broken bones or anything like that. A lot of ankles. But again, when we're running a six-man defensive line, they're running double wing, there's a lot of piles and a lot of twisting going on. So I think mostly it was ankles, which, you know, just takes a little time and some tape, but nothing season ending or anything like that.
How do you find some of these fast kids? You've had Reese Zygmunt the last couple of years, and then tonight returning kickoffs for you, I believe his name's Childress. I mean, just kind of fast, shifty, and he's got some good eyes on him for a young guy.
Yeah, Traven's a little small in stature, so if you're a little small, you better be fast, and he is. And he was another one that when we were moving Reese around, you know, we kind of put him in the slot, too. He had a good JV game on Tuesday night for us, and so we gave him some shots tonight, and he returned kicks for us last Friday as well. But, I'm a lot biased, actually, with the track program, but, you know, get these fast guys to run track, and, you know, that kind of produces itself.
Two games in, what's the biggest thing this team has to do to continue the success?
I think, like everything, just stick together, limit turnovers. You know, that was probably the name of the game tonight, is we just turned it over a couple in some crucial spots where if we could have marched it a little bit. You know, because I thought we did pretty good on ball control, kind of keeping it out of their hands. But I think just limiting turnovers and sticking together, I think if we can do that, we're going to win a lot of ball games this year.
Coach Rohrerater, I appreciate your time.
You bet. Thanks for the coverage, and go Tigers.
That's Craig Rohrerater for the Carroll Tigers. They fall 36-18 to Gilbert at home tonight. You're listening to the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show.
Outlaw Graphics is your local promotion and sign company. Outlaw can do it all, from vehicle graphics to promotional items and all the signage you need. Outlaw does it all, no matter how big or how small your order is. If you need thousands of items for your business, talk to Outlaw. Work with Outlaw's designers from start to finish. You're going to love the results. Call the Outlaw. Outlaw Graphics, 775-2599. Outlaw Graphics in Carroll.
Family-owned and operated since 1948, Quant Auto Salvage is the area's best full-service scrap facility. Whether you're looking to sell scrap iron, vehicles, or batteries, or you need to locate that difficult-to-find part for your vehicle, they have what you need. And if it isn't in stock, they can locate it with their nationwide parts database. Quant Auto Salvage. They sell the best and recycle the rest.
Welcome back to the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show. We'll run through some of the scores here again for Week 2. Class 3A District 1, Gilbert defeating Carroll 36-18. Central Lyon defeating MOC Floyd Valley 27-14. Bishop Heelan defeating Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 40-16. Boyden Toll defeating West Sioux 28-9. Sergeant Bluff Luden picking up one against Sioux City East 21-10. And Spirit Lake defeating Sioux Center in a big one 42-6.
Okay, Class 2A District 8. Kemper Catholic comes in with a big 49-28 victory over Underwood tonight. Nevada rolls over Rolling Story 20-14. Van Meter shuts out Des Moines Christian 24-0. East Marshall 40, Saydale 21, and we're still looking for the Green County Perry and Southeast Valley Eagle Grove scores.
And now we move over to Class 1A District 2, where OABCIG blows out East Sac 48-14. Emmitsburg defeating ELC 34-0. Cherokee over Sioux Central Sioux Rapids 31-12. And Manson Northwest Webster defeating Ogden 20-8. Okoboji over Pocahontas Area 41-6. And we are still looking for the Southeast Valley Eagle Grove game as well.
Okay, Class A District 7. South Central Calhoun goes to 2-0. Big 43-6 victory over Southwest Valley tonight. IKEA Manning 20-0 over Panorama. ACGC 28, Earlham 21. And ASTW 42-22 over Riverside.
Now we move to 8-man District 1 here, where Glidden-Ralston picks up a big one against Arweva 34-15. Remsen St. Mary's defeats Siouxland Christian 48-6. Woodbine over Bowyer Valley 48-12. And Newell Fonda in a landslide over West Harrison 64-8.
Okay, 8-man District 9. Audubon goes to 2-0. 44-8 victory over Colonesco tonight. Coon Rapids Baird picks up their first win 28-20 over Baxter. As Mason said, Glidden-Ralston beats Arweva 34-15, and St. Edmund rolls over Colin Maxwell 70-14.
So talking about that Audubon game there, we will step away and hear from Coach Sean Burks about their 44-8 win.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the new Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
New Way Auto Group, home of warranty forever.
For high school athletes, every practice,
every game,
every rep matters. That's why Gatorade is here to keep you at your best. Packed with electrolytes, keeping you hydrated and energized so you can push harder, play longer, and recover faster. On the field, court, or track, Gatorade gives you the fuel you need to perform at your peak.
No matter the sport, no matter the challenge.
Gatorade, fueling the future of sports, one high school athlete at a time.
When you need a quick meal or one on the go, your Carroll Pizza Ranch has great deals for carryout and delivery. Order online and get 8 pizzas of country's best chicken with potato wedges for only $20. How about 2 large pizzas for $25? Or get 2 medium single-topping pizzas, cheesy ranch sticks, and a cactus bread for just $20. Check out these deals and more at pizzaranch.com today and order hot and fresh. Pizza Ranch, located off Highway 30 in Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
Welcome to the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show. With me now is the victorious Wheeler coach, Sean Burks. Congrats on win number 2 with a 40-48 win over Colonesco.
Thank you. Appreciate it. It's always good to come out of the win. And I mean, there's plenty of things to clean up, but our kids are showing so far through 2 games that we have a lot of potential.
Well, yeah. Okay. So you said before we started talking, first couple of series were a little rough. Why don't you run us through what happened early on and get us to the first half?
Yeah, we came out, first 2 drives didn't score. Our, you know, first drive, we ended up throwing an interception. Second drive, went 3 and out. They moved the ball a little bit, but I think they ended up with 2 3 and outs as well. A little pretty defensive first quarter, and then we really settled in. I think ended up going, ended the half on 3 straight touchdown drives, and then had 1 punt late in the second quarter, and then came out in the third quarter and had 3 straight touchdown drives. And I think of those 6 touchdown drives in the second, third quarters and early in the fourth quarter, something like 5 of the 6 drives were over 50 yards, and the other one was about 30 yards. And it wasn't like we had a great field position or anything like that. Our kids did a really good job of putting drives together. I think one was a 12-play drive, one was a 15-play drive. We overcame a lot of penalties. I think we had 11 for about 100 yards of penalties almost. So Even when we shot ourselves in the foot, we were able to recover. Early in the game, we weren't doing that. So proud of the kids, the way they responded at halftime, really challenged them at halftime to play better. Came out of the second half and went 15-play scoring drive, got a stop with an interception, and then turned back and had an explosive play, a quick, I think, 3-play scoring drive after that. So, you know, I think we pushed it to, I think it was 38-8 or 36-8 at that point in time, where within the third quarter really felt like it was in control, and then ended up getting a touchdown in the fourth quarter to get the continuous clock going, and then the JVO and JVD each got a drive late.
All right. So I caught a comment, you know, about penalties. How are penalties this week compared to last week? Do you have more, less, or you said something that you need to work on that and get that figured out? So
yeah, we had a lot. We had way more penalties this week than last week. Double-digit penalties is never a recipe for success. I think we had 11 for 90-some yards tonight. We had a 15-yard unsportsmanlike on a kid playing really aggressive, just a little bit late towards the whistle. So it's better, and, you know, we're not around our mouth, nothing cheap. At least it was an aggressive mistake. We had a pass interference where the ball was thrown behind. Kid is making a play on the ball. We can live with that. You know, a hold here, a block in the back there, there were judgment calls. But when you piece it all together and you have, you know, 15-yard pass interference and 15-yard personal foul and 10-yard block in the back and 10-yard holding, you know, all of a sudden right there in itself, you have 50 yards in penalties on those four. You know, we had one fault. I think we had a false start. We had an offside. We mixed it in. It was we just had too many. So we definitely need to clean that up. The kids know that. We had some issues with our snaps. Our center was really hard on himself. He'll get it figured out. We've got the utmost confidence in that. But we had some critical mistakes on ourselves. We figured it out. We came out much cleaner in the second half, and really kudos to the kids. Chose our veteran kids. You know, they didn't stay on each other. They didn't, you know, pout. They really settled in the second half and put it out of reach.
Yeah. So you talked about mental mistakes. What do you try to do to fix those mental mistakes?
Yeah, you know, we just need to clean up a little bit of, you know, just our technique. You know, just talk through them, learn from them. But a couple of them are going to happen. You know, the pass interference where the ball's thrown behind, the guy jumps back into you. You can live with that. It was, you know, if the kid gets his head turned around, it's probably an interception. So you teach from some of that. But overall, I haven't seen the film yet, but overall, I thought our kids communicated well. I thought they knew their assignments well. So it wasn't like a bunch of mental mistakes where we should know how to block that play by now, or we should know our coverage on that play. It was really limited to penalties. And I think there are things we can definitely figure out and get those chopped down here going forward.
So, you know, we talked a little bit offensive stuff. Defensively tonight, how was that compared to last week?
Oh, I thought defensively we played pretty darn well. You know, we came out and we really didn't let them move the ball much on last week through the ground. This year week, they were a little bit more balanced, a little more spread, a little more lateral. So different. You know, Cam was just going to line up and kind of run it right at us. Where Colo was a little bit more side to side, a little misdirection, a little jet motion, you know, go to the play action. Now they did a lot of those things really well. So kudos to our kids for only giving them 100-something yards. The Clack kid that was, you know, we were worried about in space, I think ended up with less than 40 rushing yards. Really happy. I thought our physicality, you know, Austin Christensen had a tackle in the second half that really got, I think, the whole stadium kind of opened their eyes a little bit, where he caught the kid in the middle of the field and drove him back about 4 yards. Just absolute textbook tackle. Just I like the way we were physical tonight. I like the way we played defense tonight. If we keep teams under 150 yards and we force two turnovers, we'll be in a really good spot most weeks.
All right. Hey, I see, you know, congrats on being off to a 2-0 start. I see you're hosting Xyverl Corn Kibbleton next week, and that game is going to be on KKRL with your kickoff at 7 o'clock. That should be a dandy for you guys because of the sharing and whatever with some things. Looking forward to that game.
Yeah, you know, our kids are looking forward to it. You know, I think it's a familiar opponent. You know, it's a healthy rivalry. Our kids know their kids. You know, you're 10 miles apart, all that jazz. A lot of mutual respect for their coaching staff. You know, Drew's doing a nice job building that program up. More than anything, it gives our kids next chance to go out and compete. You know, and that's what it's about. And they're going to do some different things. You know, I haven't seen the film yet, but I know they're going to be physical. They're going to be well coached. They're going to really challenge us to run the ball. They're going to try to load the box like they usually do. So So we'll see what they do. But overall, you know, we're excited. It's another chance to be at home. It's homecoming for us. It's Xire HK. It shouldn't take a whole lot to get our kids motivated this week. But at the same time, you know, we've been off to a rough start 2 weeks in a row. You know, so we're challenging the kids to be put four quarters together. Hopefully we can do that next week.
All right. Well, hey, good luck to you, and good luck with homecoming week next week, and hope you come up with a victory.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's been Sean Burks, the Audubon Wheelers.
Hey, sports fans, this is Nate Luth from Next Generation Chiropractic. Call today to schedule your detailed spinal analysis and comprehensive chiropractic adjustment to keep you performing your best. Or enjoy a session in our new infrared sauna to facilitate recovery and give your immune system a boost. For any questions or to schedule, call Next Generation Chiropractic at 712-775-2295 or swing by 1121 Plaza Drive right next to the radio station.
Welcome back to the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show here. Looking into the scores for Week 2, Class 3A District 1 here. Carroll falls to Gilbert 36-18. Central Lyon toppling MOC Floyd Valley 27-14. Bishop Heelan going to 2-0 against Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 40-16. Boyden Hole Rock Valley picking up a win 28-9 over West Sioux. Sergeant Bluff Luton winning over Sioux City East 21-10. And Spirit Lake over Sioux Center 42-6.
Okay, Class 2A District 8, Kemper Catholic picked up a 49-28 victory over Underwood. Nevada rolls 20-14 over Roland Story. Van Meter picked up a 24-0 shutout of Des Moines Christian. East Marshall rolls over Seidel 40-21 and still looking for the Southeast Valley, Eagle Grove, and Green County Perry scores.
So then we move to Class 1A District 2 here. East Sac going to lose to OABCIG in a big one, 48-14. Emmitsburg shuts out ELC 34-0. Cherokee over Sioux Central, Sioux Rapids, 31-12. Manson North Webster picks up a big one over Ogden, 20-8. And Okoboji over Pocahontas area, 41-6.
Class A District 7, South Central Calhoun goes to 2-0 on the young season with a big 43-6 victory over Southwest Valley. Ikea Manning rolls 20-0 over Panorama tonight. ACGC 28, Earlham 21. And AHCW rolls 42-22 over Riverside.
So then we move to 8-man District 1 here, where two local teams, Glidden-Ralston, picks up a win over Arweva, 34-15. Remsen St. Mary's in a big one over Siouxland Christian, 48-6. Woodbine rolls past Bowyer Valley, 48-12. And Newell Fonda bounces back and beats West Harrison, 64-8.
8-man District 9, the Audubon Wheelers go to 2-0 in the young season, 44-8. Victory over Colonesco tonight. Coon Rapids Baird picks up their first win of the year, 28-20 over Baxter. As Mason mentioned, Glidden-Ralston beats Arweva 34-15, and St. Edmund rolls over Collins Maxwell 70-14.
So something I just wanted to point it out here, Todd, is that when we were talking before, we were looking at that Glidden-Ralston Arweva game. You know, 8-man game usually scores a decent bit. And we looked at halftime, and I believe it was 6-0 at halftime.
6-0 at halftime, which is very unusual for an 8-man football game.
And then Glidden-Ralston comes out and put up 34-15 win there, but something also we talked about is that Arweva was missing their starting quarterback going into this game. So do you think that affected kind of the outcome of that game a little bit?
I'm sure it did. And I'm sure Glidden-Ralston, when in the ball game, you know, especially getting rolled last week by Woodbine with a little, you know, ready to go this week. And I think Arweva defensively probably just gave up a couple of big plays, and I think that was the difference in the ball game tonight.
Yeah, looking around, a lot better scores, I'd say, this week, where last week, a lot of shutouts, a lot of high-scoring games, and then you settle into the second week and a lot more closer and kind of tighter-knit games here.
Yeah, like you mentioned, last week the scores were unbelievable, and you know there was a couple of games this week that had high-scoring games, and most of the time the tighter games this week, and you can see the defense has really shined this week.
Yeah, and then the final one I kind of wanted to point out here is that Class 3A District 1, you look at Carroll, who last week rolled over Green County with a really good run game. They come into their first home game this year and lose 36-18 to a Gilbert team, but kind of the star of that game, Will Hawthorne, the running back for the Gilbert Tigers, 200 yards and 4 touchdowns, and they put up 29 unanswered points in that second half.
Yeah, Gilbert's always got a lot of tremendous athletes, and it looks like this year they have another good one there in the Hawthorne kid. And I think a score that stands out to me is maybe not as much as they won, but South Central Calhoun, 43 points tonight against Southwest Valley to go to 2-0 in the young season. And mentioning young, you know, Coach Case last week told me last week how much of a young team he had. and that he was surprised at the way they handled the opponent last week. And I'm sure this week, after listening to talking to him and listening to his interview, they'll probably say the same thing, that you know, his kids are a lot of his young kids are stepping up, and I think you get South Central Calhoun's going to be a team to contend with.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you have such a young team in high school, you know, every 4 years you got a brand new set of guys, but to win 43-6 and then the first week also come out with a win with such a young team, I think that's pretty impressive for Coach Case there. So we will step away and hear from Coach Dave Prescott over for their 34-15 win.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City, MackeyMotors.com.
Earning college credit while in high school is a smart choice. Area high school students have several college class options available to them through the DMAC Carroll Campus and Templeton Regional Center. Students, contact your high school counselor today to talk about how DMAC college credit can be part of your high school plan at no cost to you. DMAC, life's calling.
Anyway, Auto Group Scoreboard Show rolling on here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM, and also Kick 106.7. We're talking with Glenn Ralston, head football coach Dave Prescott. They pick up a 34-15 victory tonight against the Arweaver Rockets. Dave, I had two of your guys come up to me after the game and say, don't forget, this is Coach Prescott's first win as a head coach. I think they wanted this one for you.
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, once we started the ball rolling, we started to score, I think, you know, they were just so eager to get this thing keep going and played hard, and I mean, I'm just proud to death of the guys. They had a great game tonight.
Coach, I heard you talking in the post game last week on the Scoreboard Show that even though you lost big to Woodbine, you thought you did some really good things. You saw those good things tonight and many more. There was a nice jump from week one to week two, both sides of the ball for you guys tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we knew kind of we played a good, you know, quarter and three quarters last night, just almost a halftime before we kind of lost a little bit there. Tonight they played defense lights out all night long. And offensively we came around, we broke out a little bit more of our offense and got a little passing in there. And it really seemed to open things up for Colby and everybody when we started our run game going.
How big was that opening drive? I had you guys going 67 yards, took you seven plays, but able to establish Colby Wallace. Good blocking up front. He ran tough, but you score on that opening drive to go up 6-0. How crucial was that, do you think, early in the game?
I think that kind of just established the whole tempo of the game for us, and we knew once we got some confidence going that we could move the ball, and I think it just did us a world of good. So we just kept, you know, going on from that, and the momentum just kept coming our way. You know, we did have a little bit of a lapse there in defense, but our offense came right back and marched down and scored again. So I was just really proud of the way the guys came out and performed tonight.
Yeah, I think you won in every aspect of the game, special teams, defense, and offense tonight. Talking about that defense, they contained Arweaver all night, minus that one play where Wade Regaler broke free there for that long touchdown. But I think I had them under 200 yards. You take that play away. What was so good about the way you guys played defense tonight?
I think, you know, we drilled all week about what we did wrong. You know, we watched them on film and what we did, you know, and we needed to improve from last week, you know, when we played Woodbine. This week, I think our coverages were good, our focus was good. We read our keys, we did our job, and I think, you know, every time they caught the ball, we had a guy right on top of them. And that's just, you know, I give Seth and Brendan credit on that, because they do the defense and the secondaries, and they took a lot of time in there. And it really shows the guys are pretty sharp out there.
Yeah, you guys were breaking on the ball right away tonight, and physical at the point of attack on the defense side of the ball.
Yeah, it was a really physical game. I mean, our guys have just really come out and you know, embraced playing hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's three of the things that we have in our rule book. You know, I tell them, you know, we got to come out, first of all, is play hard, and the second is do your job, and the last one is have fun.
Right. Waylon Hine and those guys up front tonight got a lot of pressure on Jonathan Riesemann, never really allowed him to set his feet tonight and try and find any open receivers.
Yeah, Waylon does a great job. Colin and Waylon are a great pair of bookends. That they come out there and they create a lot of havoc. You know, one thing we were preaching to them in the beginning, because of their way they run and pass, that we didn't want them to get too much depth right away. But once they read pass, then they can pin their ears back and come. And they really grew up a lot tonight.
Up 6-0 at halftime. You come out in the second half. You get the early interception on the opening drive from Landon Rohrbeck, but you turn it over on downs, and Arweva probably has their best drive of the night. Wyatt Regaler scores on a 25-yard pass to put them up 7-6 midway through that third quarter. You guys turned it over on downs, but force punt. That was huge, and you got a big punt return that I think kind of got the momentum back in your guys' hands.
Yeah, Lucas got a hold of that thing, and he really kind of weaved his way around there and got us into some good field position. And I think that just kind of took us back and grabbed the momentum right back from them. You know, they came down and scored, and, you know, we kind of have a rule. We just kind of tell you kids, you got to have a short memory.
Right.
So when Arweva scored on us, they said, hey, you know, it is what it is. You got to forget about it, and you got to go on. And that play just really helped spark us to get back into it. Because then we scored several times right after that.
And you guys kind of found something it looked like in the short pass game in the flats. What did you see on film where you felt you could attack there?
Well, they kind of have a zone man principle. Mm-hmm. They kind of sit in there and they don't really play you man, but they play the guy that comes into your zone and then they cover you. So I thought maybe we could get some quick crossing routes and get some quick hitters that would go. Also, we could see that, you know, they were playing us pretty inside and we had a little bit of height advantage on them with Dawson Majerus and Waylon, so we tried to get some of those passes out into the flats where we could be more manageable for them to catch it.
You talked to me here a little bit ago. You thought maybe you wore them down as this game went on, and you kept being able to answer anytime they would score late in the game. You guys scored, and you were able to pull back away. What is it with this team and the conditioning that they seem to love it?
Well, they kind of started here, you know, on their own in the middle of, you know, June, and they started doing some running and everything and got together. And I think they started their conditioning program, you know, really early. And we did some pretty, you know, stiff conditioning when we first started in camp, and it's really kind of paid off tonight. I think, you know, we didn't really play. We have anybody really get tired or cramp up, or it seemed like we were, and we do also substitute a lot.
Right.
So we have a lot of guys developing in different places, so hopefully that will help carry us through the whole season.
Coach, last week the offensive line young with Daniel Toff, the only guy that really had experience. Colby Wallace, I had him unofficially for 186 yards, 5 touchdowns on the ground tonight, but a lot of that, sometimes he was running 4 or 5 yards before there was really contact. I think you saw your offensive line grow up a little bit tonight.
Yeah, we were even stopping our walkthrough yesterday, just, you know, kind of correcting everybody and correcting the things that they were just not quite right. I think, you know, we're being really, really picky about how their blocking scheme is and what they need to do. And tonight they really just opened up some nice holes and they got some really good push. And I think, you know, hopefully that'll help them throughout the rest of the season. They're really growing up and becoming a pretty good unit.
Colonesco next week. They get rolled tonight. I think 44-8 the final against Audubon tonight. So I know you probably haven't peeked at them much, but what do you remember from them last season?
Oh, I remember they had they had a good quarterback. They kind of run. They're kind of like us. They just get into that wildcat type thing and they run. They did pass a little bit on us last year. I'm just thinking, you know, when you're telling me they had that happen to Audubon, I mean, Audubon's obviously a really good team, so I'm not going to take them lightly. We're going to come up, prepare for them just the way we did tonight, and get back on the game film starting probably tomorrow morning.
Head coach again, Dave Prescott, joining us here on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Congratulations, coach, your first ever victory as the head coach, a 34-15 victory here tonight on the road at Arweva.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jeff.
You bet. Congratulations, coach, again. Head coach Dave Prescott with the Arweva Rockets. Back to the studios now here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCM. It is again Glenn Ralston winning 34-15.
Feld Security of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They choose Feld Security because of the local and prompt service, 24-hour technician support, and the ability to control their security from their mobile device.
That makes keeping your property safe even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Security of Carroll proudly supports all our area high school athletes.
Family-owned and operated since 1948, Quant Auto Salvage is the area's best full-service scrap facility. Whether you're looking to sell scrap iron, vehicles, or batteries, or you need to locate that difficult-to-find part for your vehicle, they have what you need. And if it isn't in stock, they can locate it with their nationwide parts database. Quant Auto Salvage. They sell the best and recycle the rest.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the new auto group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the new auto group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Welcome to the New Ways Ford Scoreboard Show. With me tonight is Chris Moore, the head man at the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders, and they're fresh off their first win of the year with a 28-20
win.
I was on the wrong page. Sorry there, Seymour.
That's all right.
Hey, you have to be excited about improvement from week one to week two. Fill us in about what you thought was the highlights of the first half of the game and your improvements that you made after week one to week two.
It was just a back-and-forth game. We did have the lead 12-8 after the first quarter. Then going into halftime, we trailed 14-12. Again, a second quarter. I know last week we gave up 31 points in the second quarter and this week and didn't score any points. Again, this week, don't score any points, but at least we held them to six. And then it was a scoreless, third quarter for both teams. And then, we ended up getting a late touchdown from Caden, big run for 44 yards. And then, freshman defensive end, Eli McAllister, we got the quarterback scrambling, and he made an advice pass, and Eli picked it off and returned for 35 yards. And then we hit with our two-point conversion. We hit Tyler Moore on a center-eligible pass, and that put us up 28-14. They ended up going down and scoring with 4 minutes and 50 seconds left. And we stopped a two-point conversion to make it 28-20. And then just our offensive line and then our backs just imposed their will on the Baxter. And we ended up running the clock out, driving the ball down. We were first and goal and just ran the clock out with the win. So it was just a great team effort, a lot of heart these kids showed, just proud of them. And we had a great crowd supporting us, so it just meant a lot to me and the team and the other coaches.
Oh, it sounds like it. So what kind of things did you focus on this week? You come off of a game that, you know, you were leading early, you know, and then, like you said, that you had a bad second quarter. And then, you know, as I was listening to it last week, I mean, the kids were just fighting back and forth and got themselves back into it. And then, you know, like you said, you had the kickoff. You know, so what kind of things did you focus on to improve on this week? So, you know, made it into a victory tonight.
We were just hard on ourselves. So just critiqued ourselves. And, last week we had the lead 12 or 13 after the first quarter. And we had a mishandled snap. Oh, that was in the first quarter. We had a center quarterback exchange that we fumbled and set up, I think, their first score. And then we had a missed snap to go over our head. We just beat ourselves. We have low numbers. And the heat kind of wore on us last week.
this week we just, you know, worked on making sure everyone was on the same page, and just pushed one another and just slowed the game down, our offensive playbook, our defensive playbook, and just, you know, just a lot of self-evaluation, just a lot of walkthrough. And the kids just responded this week, and, yeah, it was so much fun.
Oh, I bet you they were just happy as a lark tonight.
Yeah,
well, that's,
yeah,
that's good. So, who were some of your standouts tonight? Obviously, Tyler catching a touchdown pass. That had to be something.
Two-point conversion, yeah.
Oh, a two-point conversion.
You know, he played his tail off on the offensive line for us. And then the other linemen, Nolan Miller, Chance Behrens, Logan Kenyon plays tight end. We use those guys just to block. Gavin Heiderscheidt, Eli McAllister plays tight end guard, and for a freshman, he just a smart kid, and he can play all those positions. You know, those guys wanted up front, but then too, our backfield, Wyatt and Caden Oswald and Ethan Bauer, those guys just run extremely hard. I mean, great cutbacks, see the field well. I mean, just yards after contact was huge tonight. You know, and just effort, like I said, just a great team effort from start to finish.
Well, and there's with those three guys in your backfield, there's a little bit of speed there, though, too. I've seen them on the track. There's a little bit of speed there.
Yeah, the tough kids, too. Extremely
tough. Absolutely. All right, I'm not finding my sheet here. I'm looking at, let's see, who do you have next week?
We got Collins, Maxwell next week over there. They won last week. I don't know how they did tonight. They had, I think they had Fort Dodge, St. Ed's.
Oh, St. Edmund
so
beat
a tough
them
game
pretty
them.
Good. 70, they, but, yeah, St. Edmund beat them 70-14.
Okay,
so,
all right. They got a good quarterback. We're going to have our hands full containing him. He's a really good athlete. You know, we just got to continue to get our run game going again. That was huge tonight. And then, too, I mean, we just got to get kids healthy. You know, we got kids playing both ways. We got low numbers. And so we just ask a lot of our kids, and they respond. And, you know, we just got to get them healthy from week to week.
All right. Well, hey, good luck to you and the Crusaders next week. And hope you come home with a victory.
Yep, appreciate the coverage, and go CRB.
All right, that's been Chris Moore, head coach of the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders.
Welcome back to the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show here, finishing up with Week 2's scores here. We got Class 3A District 1, Gilbert defeating Carroll 36-18, Central Lyon over MOC Floyd Valley 27-14, Bishop Heelan improving to 2-0 over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 40-16, Boyden Hole Rock Valley 28 over West Sioux 9, Sergeant Bluff Luton picking up a win against Sioux City East 21-10, and Spirit Lake defeating Sioux Center 42-6.
All right, in Class 2A, District 8, it was Kemper over Underwood 49-28. Nevada squeaks by Roland Story 20-14. Van Meter shuts out Des Moines Christian 24-0. East Marshall with a big win over Sadell, 40-21. And Green County defeats Perry, 36-7. And we're still looking for a Southeast Valley Eagle Grove score.
So then we move over to Class 1A, District 2, where OABCIG defeats East Sac in a big one, 48-14. Emmitsburg shuts out ELC, 34-0. Cherokee defeats Sioux Center, Sioux Rapids, 31-12. Manson Northwest over Ogden, 20-8, and Okoboji defeats Pocahontas Area 41-6.
In Class A District 7, it was South Central Calhoun all over Southwest Valley 43-6. IKM Manning shuts out Panorama 20-0. ACGC a touchdown better than Earlham 28-21, and AHSTW 42, Riverside 22.
So then we move now to 8-man District 1 here. Glenn Ralston defeats Arweva 34-15. Remsen St. Mary's over Siouxland Christian 48-6. Woodbine defeats Booyer Valley in a big one 48-12. And Newell Fonda improves to 1-1 as they defeat West Harrison 64-8.
eight-man District 9. It was Audubon all over Colonesco, 44-8. It's Crusaders from Coon Rapids Baird, Best Baxter, 28-20. Glidden Ralston defeats Arweva, 34-15. And St. Edmund all over Collins Maxwell, 70-14.
So, Jim, some of the big things I wanted to point out tonight, you know, Coon Rapids picking up their first win after losing last week on that Saturday game. And then Coach Dave Prescott's first win as a head coach for the Glidden Ralston Wildcats, 34-15 over Arweva. And that was something we heard in the interview going on earlier, is that some of the guys came up to Blankman after the game. They were like, hey, make sure you shout out Coach Prescott. Make sure you shout him out. It's first win on the year. So a couple of huge ones here tonight. And then something I was talking to Todd about was that the Gilbert score against Carroll. Carroll 1-0 going into their first home game this year. It was a very close one throughout, but 29 unanswered points in the second half by Gilbert and a somewhat insane performance from Will Hawthorne, 200 yards and four touchdowns.
Yeah, that's something. When I got here, it was 18-15, Carroll, so, and that was right at the end of the third quarter, I believe. So, yeah, it's, you know, football's a funny game. You know, you got to take care of the ball and you got to, you know, stay penalty-free and mistake-free, and, you know, if you can do those things, then good things happen.
Yeah, something I was thinking about throughout that game there is that, you know, it's kind of that season of fantasy football. If you had a guy like Will Hawthorne on your fantasy football team, I think you'd be pretty happy tonight with his performance.
Yes, you would.
And then another score I wanted to point out here, the 3A class runner-up last year for state was Bishop Heelan, and they come out 2-0 on the year now with a 40-16 win over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln. And something we pointed out last week with Jeff Honnold was that this Bishop Heelan team is basically dome or bust this year. They are trying to fight back and win that 3A class title as they defeated Kemper last week in a big one and now Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln this week in a big one.
Yeah, you know, and you look at this, you know, of the scores from the other teams in that district there was only one other winner other than Heelan in there, and that was Sergeant Bluff Luton. Everybody else in the district, Boyden Hall Rock Valley won. But Sioux Center got beat tonight, and MOC Floyd Valley and Carroll. So, you know, the district went 3-3 tonight. So, yeah, it could be a wide open thing too. You just don't know. You know, it's you talked about the fantasy thing. You know, fantasy's great if your guys stay healthy.
Yeah.
You know what's the same thing here? Everything will be great if everybody stays healthy.
Yeah, I think first week it was a lot of cramps and stuff that we saw as, like, injuries. But, you know, in high school football, some guys don't condition very well. Some guys don't get fluids in them as well. And then you can see one of your big impact players go down one week and the team completely shifts. Because you have maybe your star running back, star quarterback, star receiver on the offensive end. They go down and your team just has to completely flip the script on the offensive end.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you've got somebody like that that's Say it's your quarterback who runs the show. You know, he's the one that's getting most all the snaps during practice during the week, and now you have to go, who's the right backup quarterback, you know, who's going to go in there basically cold. You know, he gets a few snaps during the week, but not near what the number one guy does, so.
Yeah, and that was obviously the story for Arweva from last week going into this week as well, as they lost their quarterback 4 minutes into the game last week. Threw in a brand new guy at quarterback, and then this week, with their quarterback out as well, they have to go into Glidden Ralston and play with their backup quarterback as well.
Yep, but that's football.
And I think that's something you and me were talking about with the Carroll team, is that a lot of their guys played both ways tonight. I know Carter Essick played a couple snaps on defense, and he's their starting quarterback. Coach Roeder talked about Reese Zygmunt playing both ways as well. He had an interception tonight, and also some pretty good plays on offense, but you know, you play both guys, or you play some of your star guys both ways, and that just kind of affects the fact of, like, they're going to get a lot more gassed, they're going to get a lot more risk of injury, and that kind of scares that Carroll team as well.
Yeah, that's a big thing. You know, you just got to build some depth, you know, and maybe try to put some guys in there and try to trust them, I guess. I don't know for sure. You know, numbers, you know, numbers help too.
Yeah, you know,
you have plenty of numbers.
Line.
You know, I don't know, you know, and talking to Sean Burks tonight, he said, I want to think, like, before we start talking in the first half or maybe on the, but talked about using like 14 different guys on offense and 14 or 15 different guys on defense because of little nicks and bumps that, you know, guys had to come out for a couple plays, but then they'd come back in and, you know, so things like that. So, you know, it helps to sometimes get people in and give them a shot, see what happens.
And then another local score coming out of Class 2A District 8 that I looked at was Kemper bouncing back and defeating Underwood 49-28. You know, I heard when I was listening over on Kick is that the Kemper offensive line did their job very well and allowed Kemper to open up the offensive game plan and run the ball very efficiently. So obviously we'll probably hear that from Coach Steinkamp coming down in this second hour here, but what do you think about that Kemper game?
Well, it sounded like they just got things rocking and rolling that second half, and I mean every time we turned around we heard Nick getting excited about some play, you know, good defensive plays and offensive plays, and you know, just kind of things are starting to click maybe, and you know, that's what I'm sure that's what Coach Steinkamp wants, is things to start clicking and start gelling, and so they get on a roll and build off of it and go into next week and hopefully put up another W.
Yeah, and then I was saying last year it was kind of the similar story, is that they lost to Helan in the first week. Then the second week, unfortunately, they lost to Underwood last year. But this year they come in and beat Underwood after a slow start against Helan. Going into district play here, do you think Kemper is going to kind of be that same powerhouse? Or do you think that district might be a little more closed and a little more tighter than last year?
It's hard to say. It's still a little early, and you know, Van Meter puts up a shutout tonight over, I'm sure, a pretty decent Des Moines Christian team. So, you know, you just don't know. You know, again, it's how, if you stay healthy. I still believe in that, and we'll say that forever, that if you can stay healthy, then good things are going to happen. Because now you don't have to make a bunch of switches here and there. You don't have to try to find somebody to go in and play at left tackle, or find another quarterback or a receiver or a running. You know, you don't have to go. If they stay healthy, they can play.
But yeah, I think injury is one of the biggest things in high school football, is that if your guys are healthy and you're a good, solid program, you have a chance, because high school football, very uncertain. It's one game at a time. And when it comes to playoffs, it's one game and you're done. So, you know, when it comes down to the stretch there, you just want to keep every guy healthy. And then if you're a shoe-in for the playoffs, I'd say almost even maybe rest some of the guys that you know you want to play in that playoffs.
Oh, very much. That's a very good possibility.
So we will step away here and hear from Coach Brian Case in a big win for South Central Calhoun.
When you need to know, KCIM is the place to listen. On 1380 AM and 95.1 FM.
This is KCIM Carroll.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City, MackeyMotors.com.
Earning college credit while in high school is a smart choice. Area high school students have several college class options available to them through the DMAC Carroll campus and Templeton Regional Center. Students, contact your high school counselor today to talk about how DMAC college credit can be part of your high school plan at no cost to you. DMAC, life's calling.
Welcome to the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show. With me now is a victorious South Central Calhoun Titan coach, Brian Case, fresh off a 43-6 victory tonight over Southwest Valley. Congratulations, coach, and tell us a little bit about your game.
Thanks, Jim. Hey, you know, we're happy with the win, no question about that. You know,
put up 43 points, gave up the six again. But I'll be honest with you, it was really tough, a tough go here at the beginning of the game. We didn't score at all in the first quarter. Scored a couple of times in the second quarter. Just really did not execute very well, to be honest with you. And it really kind of just started at the onset. We just had that an eerie feeling about our kids. It just felt like we were just kind of going through the motions and so forth. And it just took us a while to kind of get going, kind of settle in with things. We missed a couple of receivers early on. You know, we had some great yardage. I think we ended up with 336 yards rushing. We ended up with 237 yards passing. So we actually did a nice job as far as yardage was concerned, but it just took us a while to get going, and I'm not so sure why that happened. But hopefully we can kind of correct that stuff moving forward. I'm happy for our kids. I'm happy that we kind of went through that adversity. We kind of had to find ourselves a little bit, especially in the second half, and we did that. So I'm happy for our kids. I thought that defensively, I thought we played pretty well. We gang tackled for the most part, and we played assignment football for the most part. But we did give up the one big run, and we gave up one big run to Pocahontas the prior week. So those are little things that we have to figure out. We have to make sure the kids are playing within the schematics the entire football game and not trying to do their own thing. Otherwise, at least somebody is hanging out to dry. So we have some things we have to correct, no question. But the first two games, to walk away 2-0, we're pretty pleased with that.
So did you see improvement from in basically different areas or all areas from last week? I mean if you only gave up 6 points each both weeks and did a bit of scoring, you're happy with that. But I mean, we've talked before on progress between game one to game two, if it's gotten better.
Yeah, it's one of those things, Tim, that we really worked hard this week on ball security. Last week we lost three fumbles. This week we still put the ball on the ground a couple of times. We only lost one. Didn't throw any interceptions this week, so the ball control was a lot better, and that's one of the things we focused on the offensive side of it. Defensively, we really worked hard on angle tackles and tracking the inside hip, not getting the cutback lane and so forth. We did have the one breakdown where a kid went, I think, with 60-some yards, 66 yards tonight, broke a couple tackles. We did not have angles really well on that particular play. But we did make some progress. We took a step forward this week. We got a quarterback in Andrew Anderson. This is the second start since his freshman year. He never came out his sophomore and junior year. So he's still learning the game, but he's a heck of an athlete. We're just waiting for some things to slow down for him so he can kind of see things a little bit clearer moving forward. And I think that he has a tremendous upside, and I think things are going to slow down for him, and I think you're going to see a much improved Andrew Anderson over the next few weeks.
So who were some of his targets tonight? And you made a comment that you threw for over 200-some-odd yards tonight. So, obviously had a great good night, but who was on the other end of the receiving of the
passes? Yeah, we had six different receivers out there tonight. We had seven different people that were rushing the ball as well, and it just made it pretty tough on their defense as far as what we were trying to throw at them. So, as far as receiving is concerned, Charlie Natchez was our leading receiver, 77 yards with a touchdown. He had five receptions. Garrett Krause had five receptions as well for 75 yards. He had a touchdown. Cole Higgins out of the backfield had six catches for 56 yards. Caden Dorman had a catch as a fullback for 23 yards. We've got another couple guys out of the backfield, and Caleb Jewell and Hayden Stickrod both had receptions as well. So he spread the ball around. It was one of those things just early on. We were just not making the connections that we thought we should be making. We had some drop balls early on and so forth. But once we found our groove, we actually looked pretty good here in the second half.
Wow, it's kind of nice to find somebody like that that can take over after, you graduate one that you had, and all of a sudden now this one comes up, and, man, he spread the ball all around the way it sounds, the way you were talking.
Yeah, he did a nice job tonight. It just, like I said, things just need to slow down for him, and he made that comment on the field tonight. It just, he just felt like he was getting in too big of a rush. So he knows what he has to work on and so forth. and he will continue to work on that. It's just, he's got a great supporting cast around him as well, and he's not focusing in on one guy, obviously. When you have six different receivers out there catching the football, that makes it tough on the defense as well.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, I see you hit the road next week. You head down to Riverside for a 7 o'clock kick down there. You don't have any injuries that you're looking at for next week or anything like that? You seem pretty healthy?
We just got back, Jim, and Marshall Bunce, a sophomore lineman for us, didn't play against Pocahontas. We just got him back for this game, and then he got rolled up on again tonight, the opposite ankle. So, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. I guess we'll find out tomorrow as far as where he's at with his injury and moving forward, see if we're going to have him back or not. But other than that, I think we're fairly healthy going into next week. We just know that we're going to be facing a really good opponent in Riverside. Last year, I think that they're running back at all-purpose yards. I think he had almost 400 yards against us last year, and they were trying a lot of counters, a lot of screens and so forth, and we did not read very well. And by all rights, we probably should have gotten beaten that game last year, but we somehow managed to walk away with a W. So going down there, we're going to have a handful. Well, you know what, the second district game of the season, and our kids are just going to have to be ready to go. And if we're ready to go, I think that we can give these guys a heck of a ball game.
All right. Hey, well, good luck to you, and we'll see you down the road.
Sounds good, Jim. Thanks for your time. Appreciate
you
it.
You betcha. That's been Brian Case, the head man of the South Central Calhoun Titans.
Outlaw Graphics is your local promotion and sign company. Outlaw can do it all, from vehicle graphics to promotional items and all the signage you need. Outlaw does it all, no matter how big or how small your order is. If you need thousands of items for your business, talk to Outlaw. Work with Outlaw's designers from start to finish. You're going to love the results. Call the Outlaw. Outlaw Graphics, 775-2599. Outlaw Graphics in Carroll.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, we have been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouthwatering burgers to our one-of-a-kind custards, our goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you are a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Come celebrate 12 years in Carroll with us.
Culver's, welcome to Delicious.
Back again on the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show here with week two of high school football in Iowa, starting with Class 3A District 1. Carroll falling to Gilbert at home, 36-18. Central Lyon picking up one against MLC Floyd Valley, 27-14. Bishop Heelan improving to 2-0 on the year against Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, 40-16. Boyden Hole Rock Valley with a win over West Sioux, 28-9. Sergeant Bluff Luton with a win over Sioux City East, 21-10, and Spirit Lake over Sioux Center, 42-6.
Class 2A, District 8. It was Kemper defeating Underwood, 49-28. Nevada over Roland Story, 20-14. Van Meter shuts out Des Moines Christian, 24-0. East Marshall, big win over Sadell, 40-21. Greene County defeated Perry, 36-7. And we still don't have a Southeast Valley Eagle Grove score.
So then we move over to Class 1A, District 2, where OABCIG defeats ESAC 48-14. Emmitsburg with a shutout over ELC 34-0. Cherokee defeats Sioux Central, Sioux Rapids 31-12. And Ogden lost to Mansa Northwest Webster 20-8. And Okoboji with a landslide over Pocahontas Area 41-6.
Class A, District 7. It was the Titans of South Central Calhoun, 43, Southwest Valley, 6. IKM Manning throws a shutout at Panorama, 20-0. ACGC, 28, Earlham, 21. And AHSTW, 42, Riverside, 22.
Now moving over to 8-man District 1, where two local teams, Glidden, Ralston, and Arweva, are a decently close one throughout, but 34-15, Glidden going to pick up that one. Remsen St. Mary's defeats Siouxland Christian 48-6, Woodbine over Booyer Valley 48-12, and Newell Fonda with a bounce-back win 64-8 over West Harrison.
All right, and this 8-man District 9, Audubon defeats Colonesco 44-8. Coon Rapids Baird over Baxter 28-20. Again, local scores, Glidden-Ralston 34, Arweva 15, and St. Edmund all over Collins-Maxwell 70-14.
So we will step away and hear from Coach Corey McCarville of the IKM Manning Wolves as they won 20-0.
Family-owned and operated since 1948, Quant Auto Salvage is the area's best full-service scrap facility. Whether you're looking to sell scrap iron, vehicles, or batteries, or you need to locate that difficult-to-find part for your vehicle, they have what you need. And if it isn't in stock, they can locate it with their nationwide parts database. Quant Auto Salvage. They sell the best and recycle the rest.
This is Todd Danner. We're with the New Way Forward Scoreboard Show. I'm talking with IKM Manning head coach Corey McCarville as the Wolves pick up a big 20-0 shutout tonight. So they moved up, what, 2-0-1 the young season?
Yep.
Corey, so tell me about the game tonight, the win tonight for you. How the team overall go tonight for you?
It was an interesting game. It was frustrating at times. It was nice that we pulled out the win 20-0, which was great to see all the defense improvement that we made from a week ago. We gave up a lot of yards to sack last week, and we only gave up 161 yards to Panora tonight. So great improvement on the defensive side of the ball. I was disappointed with the turnovers and the penalties that we had. We had four turnovers tonight.
Were they
in deep territory?
And,
what's that?
Were they inside their own territory or their territory, or what happened?
We were in plus territory, I think, on all four of them.
Yeah.
So that was frustrating to watch. We had two fumbles, two interceptions. Just way too many penalties. It was just frustrating. That was the other frustrating part. We'd get a drive going, and we'd have a penalty deep in plus territory, and it was just frustrating.
Well, like I said, anytime you can shut out a good team, especially like a Panorama, you got to be pretty pleased with their defensive effort tonight.
Yeah, I mean, they had 77 yards rushing, they had 84 passing. They have good athletes out there, so we were able to do some positive things on the defensive side of the ball, which is great. But I can't complain. We still had some guys do some good things on offense. Ben Ramsey, he was 8-for-15 for 93 yards passing, but he wasn't as sharp as he should have been. Ben Langle, 24 rushing attempts, 123 yards and two touchdowns. Davis Rasmussen had 11 carries for 68. Ashton Ehrenholtz was huge for us tonight. He had two carries for 54 yards. He popped two big runs for us that kind of really helped our cause.
So offensively, did you have, you might have mentioned it earlier, but big plays for touchdowns, or is just long drives put together for you?
No. We put together some nice drives. In the first quarter, we put together, a nice drive. We got the ball, fumbled it, got a stop, got the ball back, put together an 8-play, 35-yard drive to go up 7-0. And then, we really hurt ourselves the rest of the first half with turnovers and penalties. And third quarter, we really stressed that, we had to put together a great drive. They got the ball first after halftime. They punted it to us, and they had a really nice punt. And we put together an 8-play, 76-yard drive. Ben Langle scored from 3 yards out to go up 14-0. And then we got the ball back, and we were able to score again. 8 plays, 48 yards to go up 20-0. We missed the extra point. So.
Yeah. And did you come out of the game healthy, Corey?
Yeah, as far as I can tell, everybody, there's always bumps and bruises along the way, but everybody seemed to be in good spirits in the locker room after, and I think we're okay.
Well, I'll tell you what, after 2 weeks, it'll be 2-0. You'll be pretty pleased with your effort. And like I said, next week, you get your travel to Earlham. Earlham tonight lost 28-21 to ACGC, a very good ACGC team. Do you know anything about the Earlham team that's going to be playing next week?
Yeah, we played them last year. Coach Caskey does a fantastic job. They're extremely talented. I mean, ACGC's preseason ranked number one. They brought a lot of guys back from a year ago. And, to lose the ACGC 28-21 kind of shows you that they're a very good football team, and it's going to be a heck of a challenge for us.
So, Corey, looking at going into week three, what are some of the things that you would like to see your team improve on going into the third week?
Well, a complete game would be nice. We were good offensively last week, not so much on defense. Good defensively today on offense. We kind of hurt ourselves you know, hopefully we can put all three phases of the game together, and we need to be better, throwing the ball. You know, we're going to have to try to find some plays, some more plays in the passing game a little bit. I mean, 8-for-15 for 93. Ben does a great job there.
Yep.
Did throw two picks, and we got to continue to grow there.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Corey, congratulations on the win. Like I said, 2-0 on the season. You're going into week three at Earlham, and I want to thank you for the time, and good luck next week.
Thanks, Todd.
Okay, thanks a lot, Corey. That was Corey McCarville, the IK Manning head coach.
When you need a quick meal or one on the go, your Carroll Pizza Ranch has great deals for carryout and delivery. Order online and get 8 pizzas of country's best chicken with potato wedges for only $20. How about 2 large pizzas for $25? Or get 2 medium single-topping pizzas, cheesy ranch sticks, and a cactus bread for just $20. Check out these deals and more at pizzaranch.com today and order hot and fresh. Pizza Ranch, located off Highway 30 in Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the new Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the new Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
So back again with the New Way Forward Scoreboard Show here with both Todd and Jim. I was looking at some of these scores, but when you guys look at these scores, was there any that kind of stuck out to you tonight?
Well, I think that the like we mentioned, talked about earlier, the South Central's Calhoun score, you know, putting up 43 points against Southwest Valley, and the Titans going to 2-0 on the young season. I'm sure Coach Case is very excited about his squad heading into week three.
Yeah, he was pretty excited in talking to him tonight and during the interview, and he said they've got some things they need to clean up and work on, just I'm sure like everybody else. But if memory serves me right, he had his quarterback threw for over 200 yards, and they rushed for over 300, so 500 yards of offense tonight was a pretty good deal.
And I think if that's sustainable, that could be a pretty dangerous team coming down the stretch.
Well, I think the other thing too is you got to remember, you know, and he talked about this a little bit. You know, his starting quarterback is a senior, but this is his first year out
right.
since he was a freshman,
mm-hmm.
so he's still adjusting to the speed and the game itself, and you know, to come out and throw for 200 yards to, I believe Brian said like 6 or 7 different receivers. That's, you know, including those, that includes running backs also, you know, but, you know, spreading the ball out and, you know, so it means he's scanning,
mm-hmm.
you know, and finding the open guy and, you know, getting the ball to him. And I mean, I saw him pitch this summer. He's got an arm, so, you know, it'll be interesting to see how
And I'll tell you what after 2 weeks of, you know, of his young kids doing what they're doing, the confidence is only going to rise for those young kids. You can see the confidence rise. They're going to get better and better and better each week. So I'm sure they're very excited over there.
And then I think as well as something that stands out with that South Central game is that you said 6 or 7 receivers that caught the ball, including running backs. I think that proves that they have some type of depth when it comes to skill positions on the offense.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, well, and obviously, you know, good runners because 300 yards. But, and again, there was – that was over 5 or 6 guys too that he, you know that he has running the ball. So yeah, that's good. It also says another thing too. Your offensive line is doing a good job with pass blocking and or run blocking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think having an offensive line that can do both coming down the stretch as well, I think South Central Calhoun, as we said before, can be pretty dangerous going into a postseason.
Definitely, definitely.
And then the second thing that kind of stuck out to me was when I looked at Class 2A District 8, we were looking at, you know, who could go out and beat Kemper. I kind of pointed towards Kemper being going through again, but then I looked at Van Meter a little bit closer. They shut out Des Moines Christian 24-0, and I thought last week I was like, who did Des Moines Christian play? They went and they blew out Pella Christian. I think it was 49-something. It was a huge win. So I think Van Meter, if anyone in that Class 2A district date. I think it's going to come down to Kemper and Van Meter.
Well, that's possible too, but you know, I'm not gonna don't want to say anything bad, but that Pella Christian kind of got blown out again tonight, so mm-hmm. I don't know how real good Pella Christian is. So, you know, yeah, but I believe I want to think. Didn't Des Moines Christian win last week, right?
Yeah, I think they blew out the team they played last week.
Right,
yeah.
So, you know, yep. So Des Moines Christian is not a slouch team.
No.
And now you go throw a goose egg at them.
Right.
On them, so, yeah, it's...
And you look at Kemper, I mean, they're not shying away from this. Their schedule is tough as heck right now. The first two or three ball games of the year, you know, you played Helan last week, and then, you know, now you got a good Underwood team, so it's... hold Underwood to 28 points. They got a lot of athletes down there at Underwood, so Kemper came back big tonight.
And then Kemper next week going down to AHSTW. AHSTW defeated Riverside by 20 points tonight, so it looks like their schedule isn't going to get any easier in the next week as well on the road again.
No, I don't think so either, but you know what? If you can keep improving, you know, obviously they made that jump from week one
right.
to week two
right.
with that improvement, and that's what coaches are looking at is can have. That's what the big improvement week from week one to week two. You know, if they get a good scouting report, and if the night players came through the game, you know, healthy,
mm-hmm.
that's an added plus going into next week.
Oh.
Yeah, and then we will step away for just a minute here, hear from Coach Ryan Steinkamp on his take about the game.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the new Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the new Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Outlaw Graphics is your local promotion and sign company. Outlaw can do it all, from vehicle graphics to promotional items and all the signage you need. Outlaw does it all, no matter how big or how small your order is. If you need thousands of items for your business, talk to Outlaw. Work with Outlaw's designers from start to finish. You're going to love the results. Call the Outlaw. Outlaw Graphics, 775-2599. Outlaw Graphics in Carroll.
It's the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show, and Ryan Steinkamp of the Kemper Knights joins us. A 49-28 victory over Underwood, a couple teams that played teams and lost last week that played in championship games a week ago. Kemper, you guys struggled on the ground. You struggled against the run a week ago. You knew coming in there might be some questions there, but I think by the end of this one, we answered some questions. You got started. Your defense held them on their opening drive, and then you guys quickly went down the field to go up 7-0. Talk about how the start went for you guys and how that set the tone for the night.
The start was a long time ago. I don't know. That was a long game. I think there was like 6 or 7 different changes of possessions just in the first quarter. So we just, you know, we knew kind of where we wanted to attack and had that personal things. And I know that, honestly, from the second quarter and third quarter, it was a chess match. They were moving their H-back around, which kind of depended on our strength. So we had to adjust. And we kind of adjusted on the fly. And I'm really proud of the kids just, you know, being able to handle that. We had one mess up, that touchdown, you know, but other than that, like, I was just really proud of our effort, our tackling, and making big plays and causing turnovers. We talked a lot about that as flipping the game, and just really proud of our kids tonight.
I had you guys finishing with over 80 plays, 450 or so yards of offense compared to about 50 plays and 250-ish yards of offense. Time of possession was not a battle tonight, just a lot of minutes since the beginning, as you mentioned. At one point, second quarter, you guys were down 14-7. What was Underwood able to do in that time frame to take the lead before you guys really found a groove and then went on to score 4 unanswered touchdowns between the second and third quarters?
Now, they have a really good quarterback, a good receiver, and they hit us on an RPO. I mean, just a nice little slant. It's tough to defend, and you know, we were in a good spot, didn't make a play on it. And then, I honestly, the second touchdown, there was a lot of big plays in that, too. I don't quite remember, but I think they might have had a short field, or I think we might have gone for a fourth down, something along those lines. But they hit us on a little, I think a blitz to guy, and they caught us in one, is what I think happened.
Yeah, they had a touchdown of 23 yards and 42 yards early second quarter and late first quarter. You finish the second quarter, though, strong, though. In the second half of that second quarter, you guys finish off with a couple touchdowns. Tate Barrett gets a touchdown run. And then on fourth down and nine, you guys get a 15-yard touchdown pass to Carson Canny. A couple drops earlier in the game, he made sure to hang on to that one.
Yeah, that was the, you know, that was one thing I was so proud of the kids. You know, last week, you know, in that week one, we went up on fourth down several times, and we didn't connect. Today, I think we had a couple of touchdowns on fourth down. We picked up. I mean, that's the difference makers. And we told our kids, you know, we believe in you. Like, it's going to take some time, but we're going to make it happen. And like them getting that confidence and stepping up and doing that just shows how much they care and they pay attention to those little details and care about each other.
Halftime, you guys are up 21-14. You come out in the third quarter. You get the ball first. You go down. You don't pass the ball at all on that first drive. I think 65 yards all on the ground. Best drive of the night as far as running the football goes. Did you come out of halftime expecting to just really run it? I don't know if there was maybe an incompletion, but there were no completed passes anyway. Talk about just coming out and pounding the rock there early in the third.
Yeah, the offensive coaches did a great job seeing what we can kind of catch them on a few. You know, we started motioning a little bit more, and Alford and Huffman just did a fantastic job running. And the O-line, I mean, that's what starts it all. And they really started understanding their jobs and assignments, too. And just a great management drive. That was kind of some old-school football. That was fun.
Four straight touchdowns for Kemper between the second quarter and the third quarter. They do get you guys over the top. I think there was some blown coverage there. Yeah. I think it was a defensive lineman or maybe a linebacker, and then they didn't have the safety help over the top, and they burned you for a long
that
touchdown.
That was a miscue. You know, they're supposed to be playing. They're supposed to be coverage over top, and they ran a post wheel and the corner with it. You know, I'll take the blame for that one. I probably wasn't clear enough with the guys too. I knew exactly what happened, and then we made the adjustment, and then our defense was great the rest of the game.
35-20 at that point after that you give up the big touchdown, but you end the third quarter and begin the fourth quarter with two touchdowns in 21 seconds. You guys get a Jaron Huffman touchdown run to end the third quarter, and then you guys get a quick takeaway to begin the fourth quarter, and then he takes it one play, 35 yards for the touchdown. So between Huffman's second half running and just really shutting the door on a potential comeback from Underwood with those two scores, you had to be feeling pretty good there early in the fourth.
Yeah, I mean, I never relaxed too much, but they said that clock was going so slow. That was a long game, and you know, and there's a lot of changes. There's a lot of changes of possession. There's some big plays too, but you know, I think the O-line did a great job getting the running back some space in the third, fourth quarter, and then the defense getting those turnovers too. Like our guys played, you know, they played hard, and I know Glenn had a two, Benami had some big plays tonight, and just the excitement on the sideline. You know, I kind of thought, you know, I kind of talked before the game is like, you know, guys, we got to get a little more excited on the sideline. Well, it helps when you have big plays like that too, and that was just awesome seeing guys jump around. Like that was a lot of fun.
So after week one, some struggles defending the run and running the football. Tonight, you guys take care of business in both of those aspects. Final takeaways as you head down to AHSTW 1 week from tonight?
I think just trust a little bit, too. You know, like, you know, kind of, you know, we have new players and new roles, a few new coaches in different spots, too. Everybody's just trusting each other, too. I kind of talk like, does everybody trust each other now? Like, yeah, like, you know, we're all on the same page. We're all working together, too. So that's just, you know, just how you see the growth that can happen in week one. And, you know, I said that you guys can enjoy this about 15 minutes. And then, you know, tomorrow we're locked into Avoca.
49-28, the final score. Ryan, appreciate your time here on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Back again with the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show here, reading some of the scores from Week 2 here. Class 3A District 1, Gilbert defeating Carroll at home, 36-18. Central Lyon over MOC Floyd Valley, 27-14. Bishop Heelan improving to 2-0, 40-16 over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln. Boyden Hole Rock Valley pulling away a win, 28-9. Sergeant Bluff Luton in a close one over Sioux City East, 21-10. And Spirit Lake in a landslide over Sioux Center, 42-6.
Okay, Class 2A District 8, Kemper Catholic, a 49-28 winner over Underwood tonight. Nevada picks up a 20-14 victory over Roland Story. Van Meter shuts out Des Moines Christian, 24-0. East Marshall rolls over Sedale, 40-21. Greene County picks up a 36-7 victory over Perry. And Southeast Valley shuts out Eagle Grove, 64-0.
In Class 1A District 2, it was OABCIG 48, East Sac 14. Emmitsburg shuts out Estherville Lincoln Central 34-0. Cherokee defeats Sioux Central Sioux Rapids 31-12. Manson Northwest Webster 20, Ogden 8. Okoboji rolls Pocahontas area 41-6. And again, Southeast Valley shuts out Eagle Grove 64-0.
Then to Class A District 7, South Central Calhoun improves to 2-0 with a 43-6 win over Southwest Valley. IKM Manning shuts out Panorama 20-0. ACGC squeaks one by Earlham 28-21. And AHSTW defeats Riverside 42-22.
Okay, turn our attention to 8-man District 1. Glenn Ralston rolls to a 34-15 victory over Arweva tonight. Remsen St. Mary's continues to roll big, 48-6 over Siouxland Christian. Woodbine handles over Boyer Valley 48-12. And New Fonda rolls over West Harrison 64-8.
8-man District 9, there were the Wheelers of Audubon over Colonesco 44-8. The Crusaders from Coon Rapids Baird defeats Baxter 28-20. Again, the Glidden Ralston Wildcats defeat the Arweva Rockets 34-15. And the Gales of St. Edmund defeat Collins Maxwell 70-14.
So we will step away once more to hear from Coach Eric McCullough on their game against OABCIG.
Feld Security of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They choose Feld Security because of the local and prompt service, 24-hour technician support, and the ability to control their security from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safe even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Security of Carroll proudly supports all our area high school athletes.
Hey sports fans, this is Nate Luth from Next Generation Chiropractic. Call today to schedule your detailed spinal analysis and comprehensive chiropractic adjustment to keep you performing your best. Or enjoy a session in our new infrared sauna to facilitate recovery and give your immune system a boost. For any questions or to schedule, call Next Generation Chiropractic at 712-775-2295 or swing by 1121 Plaza Drive right next to the radio station.
This is Todd Danner, and you're listening to the New Way Forward Scoreboard Show. With me right now is Esek County Head Coach Eric McCullough. Tonight the team falls, but 48-14 to a good OABCIG team. Eric, what was the difference in tonight's ball game?
Todd, you kind of go back and you think about that, you know, driving the bus home.
Mm-hmm.
And you start reflecting on kind of the way the game went, unfolded, and I tell you what, the end of the first quarter is 0-0. And
yeah.
I was real proud of our guys. I mean, it was just kind of back and forth. We made them punt twice. I believe they made us punt twice. It was just kind of a good ball game at that point. And going to the second quarter, it kind of happened that way too. You know, I think we had them in a third and long, possibly. I'll have to go back and look, but they just took a big play across the field, and I mean he was back and forth and went about 65, 70 yards, but also across the field, and it just seemed like once they scored and got that big play, we just couldn't stop it from overflowing again and again and again. So right before halftime, they scored again, so they were up 20-0. Come out after halftime, I thought we reacted okay. We just seemed to really give up some big plays, I guess, Ty. When you really look back, I think, and nothing like really big over top our head type. Just
mm-hmm.
They're good athletes, and we didn't make tackles when we should have, and they took advantage of it.
Offensively, Eric, how was your night on the offensive side of the ball?
Not as good as it has in the past, or at least, you know, past week.
Mm-hmm.
We felt really comfortable, really good about our offense. But I think a little bit better athletes this week, a little faster, maybe a little bigger. So we struggled up front with that. And our guys still did some good things. It just wasn't as positive as it was last week. I believe we still had 230-some yards of offense, 165 yards passing, but only about 70 yards rushing, where we were complete opposite last week, I guess, IKM Manning. So they definitely took a little bit of our quarterback run away from us and definitely was playing that really hard. We just couldn't get any of our other stuff to go and seemed like didn't have a lot of time to throw. So just some more things we need to continue to work on and, you know, kind of get ready for next week.
So you mentioned that, so some of the things you need to work on. Heading into week number 3, I think you're home with Missouri Valley next week. What are some of the things that you're looking to improve on, Eric?
You know, I just really want to see these kids. You know, they've worked really hard. I mean, they just outstanding kids. We just need to put together a whole game. We got a little banged up, and we're just really short on depth. I mean, we have some really good kids that are just not ready for varsity football yet.
Right.
Hopefully they'll get there in the next couple of weeks, you know, give them some reps. They're just not quite ready to go yet. We want them to have success if they can get on the field. So, and then another big thing, you know, a head coach's favorite week is his homecoming week.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So we have that going on, too, with bringing Missouri Valley in. So it's hopefully a good opportunity for us. If we get through the distractions.
As I said, homecoming week's always a lot of distractions going on besides the football game, but it all accumulates with that Friday night football game everybody looks forward to.
It does. You know, and it's been good the last couple of years for us, the school spirit and community, getting the community involved, mm-hmm. having the community spirit. So there's definitely some good things there, and I'm hoping that can kind of help spark something a little bit for us Friday night.
I'll tell you what, like you said, you play Missouri Valley. Do you know anything about them next week?
We have not even really looked at them other than, you know, it's a whole new coaching staff. They're struggling with numbers similar to what we are. I don't even see their score yet tonight. I know they lost last week, so probably very similar in different ways as far as the type of kids and number of kids. And the only really positive thing we can say right now is they have to travel to us.
Right,
so that kind of puts it, I think, a little bit on our favor, but it still means we have to because they're going to be looking at the same thing. You know, we still have to work hard this week and put the reps in, and hopefully we can have some success and walk away with a W.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, I appreciate your time tonight and look forward to chatting with you again, and good luck next week.
Hey, thank you, Ty. We appreciate it.
Okay, have a good night.
You too. Bye.
For high school athletes. Every practice, every game, every rep matters. That's why Gatorade is here to keep you at your best. Packed with electrolytes, keeping you hydrated and energized so you can push harder, play longer, and recover faster. On the field, court, or track, Gatorade gives you the fuel you need to perform at your peak. No matter the sport, no matter the challenge. Gatorade, fueling the future of sports, one high school athlete at a time.
When you need a quick meal or one on the go, your Caro Pizza Ranch has great deals for carryout and delivery. Order online and get 8 pizzas of country's best chicken with potato wedges for only $20. How about 2 large pizzas for $25? Or get 2 medium single topping pizzas, cheesy ranch sticks, and a cactus bread for just $20. Check out these deals and more at pizzaranch.com today and order hot and fresh. Pizza Ranch, located off Highway 30 in Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
Back again on the New Way Forward Scoreboard Show here. A look to next week, Friday, September 13th. We have a pretty good slate of games here. Dennis and Schleswig at Carroll. That one going to be on KCIM with KC Miners. Kemper at AHSTW. That one on KIKD with Jeff Blankman. Got Missouri Valley at ESAC. That one going to be ESAC's homecoming game. Then South Central Calhoun at Riverside. IKM at Earlham. Arweva at Siouxland Christian. Exira at Audubon, that one Audubon's homecoming game as well. Coon Rapids at Collins Maxwell, and then Glidden Rawlson at Cole Onesco. Do you see any games there that kind of should be the headline of that week as well?
I think, you know, the South Central Calhoun at Riverside. I know Brian talked about they struggled a little bit last year with Riverside, and I think one of their better players is back again this year, so he was, you know, he talked about that and having to go down there, and you know, they'll have to pay attention and, you know, do their assignments and, you know, have a pretty clean game to come home with a victory.
You know, another thing, looking at the second game on our list, Kemper at AHSTW, that should be an excellent matchup. I mean, Kemper's third tough ball game to start the young season. AHSTW really usually has been always strong in the sport of football, so it's going to be a tough one down there and at Avoca for the Knights. But yeah, I see that as a real good matchup next week.
Yeah, you know, and you look at, you know, like I was saying before, you know, AHSTW defeats Riverside by 20 tonight.
Right.
You know, well, South Central Calhoun throws up 43 points. HST threw 42 up, you know, so No, it might. And what Kemper throws 49. So,
right.
You know, it's just going to be interesting. You know, it's that too. Yeah, and you know, the other thing is the games. You know, IKM Manning, they're undefeated. They go on the road.
Right.
But everybody else that we have here on our schedule has at least a loss. I mean, they're 1-1.
Right. Right.
So.
And I think like East Sac County, you know, even though they're 0-2 on the young season. I mean, Coach McCullough's been happy with his kids, with young kids, how they've been playing. So I think, and it's nice. He said it was nice that they have Missouri Valley coming to their place next week. So they're looking forward maybe to getting back on track a little bit getting their first victory of the season.
Yeah, and then looking at the Kemper game, I think that one could honestly be, like as you were saying, could be the game of the week, as HSTW came out and won a big one tonight, and then Kemper won a big one. But I think it's all going to come down to, on the Kemper side of the ball, if their offensive line can block as well as they did tonight, and then they can run the ball very efficiently, which will open up the offensive game for their quarterback, Brock Baden, to be able to throw the ball around to different receivers.
Yeah, that's got to be the key. That you just, you basically just got to keep it rolling now. So, you had some good success this week over a good team, and you can't start slacking or anything. You just got to keep the pedal to the metal and keep getting after it.
You know, and there's another game too. Arweva at Sutherland Christian. Arweva played without a couple of starters tonight, including their starting quarterback on the season. So hope they get him back next week. Get the other starter back next week and see if they can bounce back from tonight's tough loss to Glidden Ralston. So they're probably looking as you could pass. It should be able to get by Sutherland Christian next week, but that's why you play the ball games. But are we looking forward to that game next week, I'm sure.
Let me look at the Carroll game. You know, they lost Taden Peterson tonight halfway through that second quarter. They played with a couple of different guys on both ends of the ball. They played with some younger guys in the backfield as well. Hopefully a big one for them is, you know, you need Taden Peterson back. Last week against Greene County, rushed for close to 200 yards, and he's kind of been their main back, their main bruiser back at least. And then also he's been playing on the defensive end, playing pretty close, like either nose tackle or linebacker. So do you think if he's not in that game next week, do you think that could affect Carroll big time?
Oh, it could, definitely. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say, Denison's 1-1, they got to win first week. And
then TJ the first week.
And then, they got knocked off by Harlan tonight, which...
Yep.
Pretty good. So, we talked about it earlier. It's the health thing, How healthy is Taden going to be? Or, did Denison lose anybody to injury tonight, too, that now they have to do some rearranging? And, you have to get down to it within the next day or two or Monday and find out, okay, where are we at, and figure out, okay, now who can we slot in here, who can we put in here, and get them some practice time and get them up to speed.
You know, in the IKM Manning at Earlham game, according to Coach McCarville, that's going to be an interesting ball game. I think they played a pretty competitive ball game a year ago, so he knows a little bit about Earlham there. Not a whole lot, but McCarville tonight said he was disappointed. Even though they won, they're 2-0 in the season, he was disappointed. They had a lot of turnovers that cost him, and a few penalties that cost him. So he said he's hoping to clean those up going into the next week. So, and like I said, they're 2-0. Can they match up and see if they can get their third victory of the season?
Jumping back to that Carroll game, I was looking at kind of what they did tonight. And, they have a mobile quarterback in Carter Essick, runs the ball very well. They have a deep backfield, but we were talking about this earlier, is that Carroll plays some of their guys both ways. Essick was thrown in at linebacker tonight. Reese Zegman played both ways the entire game. And when you have a mobile quarterback like Carter Essick going in both ways, that kind of slows him down, doesn't open up the field for him as well. You got Reese Zegman having to take some offensive or defensive plays off if he's playing both ways. So I think that what we were saying about the health, that's their biggest thing now. They need everyone healthy, all hands on deck, to go against some of these bigger teams. And obviously they're looking down at the schedule. They're probably going to have Bishop Heelan coming up sometime within the next month or two.
Heelan is the homecoming game that first Friday in October.
That one's going to be, Bishop Heelan 2-0, blowing out both teams they've played this year, looking to basically just run through this district and go straight to the Dome. So I think Carroll's kind of looking at that game down the stretch, saying if there's one game we need everyone healthy, that's the game they need them.
Absolutely.
you know, and turning attention to Glenn Ross and the Kolonesko game next week. Glenn's got to feel pretty comfortable now going into the next week after the win tonight over Arweva, after getting it blown out last week by Woodbine. They could come back tonight and beat a good Arweva team. So, and heading to Kolonesko, you know, I think it's a game that they feel that they should be favored in. So if they can go over there and get a victory and get back on track, get a second win of the season.
Oh, yeah. The kids over in Glenn have got to be psyched and pumped to, you know, Get Davis's first win over there,
yeah,
and
right.
They're happy as a lark.
Right.
And you know, now they're, I think something like that fires them up to the point where they're going to be excited to come out and get busy at practice and keep building on that,
yep.
And just keep building and you know, trying to go on for a successful season.
Mm-hmm.
So we will step away and be back with Jeff Blankman to talk a little bit more about that Glidden game.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the new Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the new Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Hey, sports fans, this is Nate Luth from Next Generation Chiropractic. Call today to schedule your detailed spinal analysis and comprehensive chiropractic adjustment to keep you performing your best. Or enjoy a session in our new infrared sauna to facilitate recovery and give your immune system a boost. For any questions or to schedule, call Next Generation Chiropractic at 712-775-2295 or swing by 1121 Plaza Drive right next to the radio station.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, we have been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouthwatering burgers to our one-of-a-kind custards, our goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you are a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Come celebrate 12 years in Carroll with us.
Culver's, welcome to Delicious.
Back again on the New Way Auto Scoreboard Show here, this time joined by Jeff Blankman. Jeff, you covered the Glidden and Arweva game. What were your thoughts on that one?
You know, defenses were sharp in the first half. They bent, didn't break. But, you know, for Glidden-Ralston, I think it was important for them. I know Coach Prescott talked in the pregame about, you know, last year they got off to a really slow start, were down big at halftime, came back in the second half, but couldn't finish the comeback. Tonight, they started quickly and scored on their opening drive, led it 6-0 at the halftime. You know, I talked with Coach Stolk after the game, and he mentioned that, you know, but that's the way their defense works is they bend, but they try not to break, and then they try to get some big plays and do a little bit more offensively. I know he was frustrated. They could not get their run game going. They had some opportunities in the pass game that were maybe missed tonight, but give Glidden-Ralston's defense a lot of credit. Coach Prescott talked to me after the game about how aggressive his team has been in practice defensively and how hard they played defensively last week. They were sure tacklers. They hit hard. Not to say that Arweva didn't play hard tonight, but it just looked like it meant more for Glidden-Ralston. Like they wanted this game more, and they came out with that intensity from the opening kickoff. And, you know, Arweva gets the lead early in the second half, and then they have a chance. They force a turnover on downs, but they can't score, and they punt it away, and Lucas Christian had a great return and set him up, and Glidden goes in and punches it in to grab the lead back. And, you know, from there they built the lead, and Arweva got the big play, the 55-yard touchdown to Adrian Galler to kind of look like they got back into the game. But, you know, a kickoff return set up another touchdown for Glidden-Ralston. And, you know, you look at the stats, unofficially I had, you know, Colby Wallace for 186 yards on the ground. That 186 may beat what Arweva had in total offense tonight. It certainly does if you take away the 55-yard play to Regaler. Even with that 55-yard play, I haven't totaled up my stuff yet, but he may have had more total offense than what Arweva did tonight.
Well, I tell you, you know, Arweva came off the big win last week over Gary Alcorn-Kimbleton.
And played really well.
You know, and really played really well last week. So I think they came into the game with a lot of confidence. But I think knowing that Smith was not going to play
right
tonight, you know, I'm sure had
Damon Thompson not available tonight.
Available,
yep.
And I'm sure that had something to do with it. But You can't use that as an excuse.
Right.
I mean, like you said, Glenn Ralston came in, especially after losing last week the way they did, Glenn Ralston getting shut out by Woodbine pretty handily.
Right.
I think they had kind of won a mission this week. We're not as bad as that score indicated
right.
last week, so I think they came out and showed that tonight.
Yeah, they absolutely did. And I think this game, it still means something. You go back
right.
to the days Adam, your son-in-law,
yep.
played. And I did say, you know, I think in my post game tonight, Adam Ewalt's probably home celebrating, but Paige, your daughter, his wife, might not have liked the final tonight.
Right.
So you wonder how that went over in that household. But, credit Coach Prescott. And the other thing, first career victory
right.
for Dave Prescott
right.
as a head football coach. So congratulations goes out to him. But, yeah, I was really impressed with the way Glidden played tonight. I feel bad because this was a team, and I still think it's a really good football team.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to have a very, very good year. But I think tonight was a learning lesson for them a little bit, where they need to match that intensity
right.
that Glenn Ralston played with on every snap of every game. And I don't think tonight they did that. Not like you said, not that they didn't play hard, but Glidden took it to a different level tonight, so credit them.
Yeah, something that I was saying last week is that as a head coach, your first year, you know, you don't have that kind of show to tell the kids, be like, hey, I've been here for a while, like, this is the program I built, we
right.
win, this is what I do. But for Coach Prescott to come in second game of the year and win this game at a really high level, I think that kind of shows what they can do throughout the year, and also shows some of the kids that are underclassmen, be like, hey, I can set a program that's going to win. You want to come play for me, and we can build a winning program.
Dave does have the thing of he's been on the staff for 25 years. Dave's been an assistant there for 25 years, so he's built that, I think, with
right,
those kids
right.
coming into the year. But I know what you're saying. So, and I think for him to go, okay, now as a head coach, see, this is what we're capable of doing, I think that's going to be beneficial. But, they put together a really good game plan tonight. And not to say anything bad about Arriva, you knew Colby Wallace was going to get the football a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You knew they were going to run in between the tackles with him a lot. He ended up with 186 yards and 36 carries. They didn't shut it down very often tonight. Glenn Ralston, with a young offensive line, won the battle at the line of scrimmage.
You know, for Weaver to be successful, Wade and White Geller have to have,
big games
for him. And, you know, to credit Glenn Ralston's defense for shutting him down tonight, because not many teams have been able to do that over the years.
Yeah, they didn't even have 50 yards of rushing tonight. Total offense, and
mm-hmm.
For rushing, not just one guy.
Yeah, so give the Wildcats a lot of credit tonight.
Yep, absolutely. So, and I know you guys are going to talk a little Iowa State. I'm going to let you guys do that. It's going to be a battle. You got Todd, an Iowa State fan, and Jim over here, an Iowa fan. Mason, I'm assuming, is Iowa.
Iowa.
Yeah, poor guy. I'm a Husker fan, but I will say this, as much as it pains me, because I don't know if there's a program I hate more. And I will say it, Iowa 24-9 tomorrow. I'll let you guys talk it over.
So tomorrow, Saturday, obviously, college football slate, Iowa and Iowa State. You know, I'll let you two jump in first and get the Iowa and the Iowa State going, then I'll give my opinion last year.
Well, I'll tell you what, going into that ball game, if I remember right, I think Iowa's won 7 out of the last 8 matchups with Iowa State. So I think it was a couple years ago when Iowa State won in that series. So I don't know. It's definitely going to be a battle. I mean, you look at Iowa's offense. You know, in the first half of last week they struggled. You know, against I can't remember who Iowa played last week.
I think it was Illinois State.
Illinois State. They struggled in the first half, but obviously in the second half they put 40 some points on the scoreboard. So and Iowa State won, but they struggled. I don't think they looked as impressive as they thought they were going to come out during the season. But it should be a very competitive ball game.
I think you're right. I guess the one thing I look at is I think it's going to be a close game.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. I mean, when I say close, I'm saying 6-7 points probably difference. I think Iowa State's, it's going to be tough on them because, you know, Iowa's defense is a whole lot different than North Dakota's defense.
Yes.
And Iowa's defense will get after you. And, I mean, I was at Iowa City last Saturday, and that front seven and then with those linebackers and the guys in the back are – they're flying all over the place, and I think that's where Iowa's going to have more of an edge is on the defensive side. And Iowa
they
State's
will.
Got a decent defense. You know, don't get me wrong, but it's going to be. And I think there's a few more points that favor Iowa for playing at home in Kinnick.
Right, I was going to say
that's
Kinnick's a tough place to play, and especially now you put the Iowa State game on there. That should be a fun one.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun, and I guess, I think it'll probably be about six. So I'd just say maybe 24-18 for a score, 24-17, something like that.
24-17 Iowa. You're taking Iowa.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, myself being a Cyclone fan, I gotta go for the Cyclones. So I'll say Iowa State. I'll say 30-28 Iowa State.
Yeah. On my end here, I didn't unfortunately get to watch the Iowa game last week. But when I think about it, I don't see this Hawkeyes team getting anywhere near 40 against the Cyclones. But I still think, you know, in Kinnick, I've seen a couple of the draft boards for next year's NFL draft, a couple of the Hawkeyes defensive players on that, and I just think that the Hawkeyes defense is just gonna be too much for Iowa State's offense. I'd say probably 28-17 Iowa. I think that'd be my final score prediction there, but I still think the Hawks are coming out on top.
Well,
wait and see. It's going to be a very competitive ball game, and like I said, the fans over there are going to be it's going to be crazy in Kinnick.
It'll be loud.
That's been loud and crazy. So yeah, but
hey, we'll find out. 2:30 on CBS.
Yeah, that's right. 2:30. Yeah, CBS game tomorrow night. So yeah, looking forward to that.
So thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will be back next Friday night.